So, a row has deepened over the future of what's claimed to be the country's oldest working theatre, the St George's Guildhall in King's Lynn. If you were listening on Friday, you might have heard Stephen talking to the Shakespeare's Guildhall Trust. They claim their plans for the venue are better than those of the Borough Council, who are official tenants of the building. However, not so, claim the council, who've today responded to what the Trust had to say. The council's deputy leader and cabinet member for culture is Elizabeth Knockholtz, and she's been speaking to our producer, Paul Hayes.
I personally am very passionate for the Guildhall. I've been attending the Guildhall since about 1977, when my girls were young, went on dance shows, and we've attended all sorts of amateur and professional drama, music, all that sort of thing. So I'm a real passionate for the Guildhall. And I will always do my utmost to keep the Guildhall restored so it can be used by everybody and has inclusive dramas. I personally feel it's so important to get it just right at the complex for people of all ages and be inclusive.
You mentioned there you feel it's important to get it just right. So what then do you feel is not right about the Trust's proposals?
It's not to do with not right at all. It's to do with, I personally feel, it's not just for Shakespeare. It has to be inclusive for digital work, creativity, visual arts of all types, and for all, for young people and people of all ages. And to be honest, the Trust is only representing one type of important culture entertainment.
But it is the case, is it not, that connection with Shakespeare could be used as a very good hook upon which to hang other things that could go on there?
They know very well that we would include Shakespeare within the plan, but we need it to be all-inclusive, including digital and creative work as well as drama and entertainment.
But obviously some of the Borough Council's proposals have failed to get national funding in the past. So particularly when we're in the post-lockdown world, when things will be very tough in terms of getting funding for all kinds of projects, are you confident that the Borough Council's view and strategy for the Guildhall does have a way forward?
I'm very confident. I wouldn't use the word failed, because the government are still talking to us about the future High Street bid. Bearing in mind it was a competitive bid, whereas the town deal is not competitive. We were invited to apply. So there's, and of course the government's going to have a levelling up fund very shortly. There's, the government realises that culture, tourism will play a very important part on improving the economy of town centres. So without culture, without tourism, our businesses, especially in King's Lynn, would probably not succeed. So culture is very, very important for King's Lynn. We've got so much heritage.
From an outsider's perspective, it does seem a shame that when there are people who are all agreed that the building should have a future and they all want the building to survive and be well used, that there has been this sort of falling out. Do you think relations between the Borough Council and the Trust are now completely gone, or do you think there could be a rebuilding of relations in the future?
We met with them a year ago at a confidential meeting. They know exactly what we want for the Guildhall, because it's after consultation with everyone. We had a Guildhall working group to put the vision forward, where all the stakeholders, not just the Shakespeare Guildhall Trust, the hospitality people, King's Lynn Festival, all stakeholders, we're all interviewed, so we know exactly what everybody's expectations are of the Guildhall and of the complex. We've had a special creative hub research and study put together, which shows its creative hubs are sustainable, and so that must be put in together with the application of the Guildhall. So, and as I said earlier, I am passionate for that area. It's so important for King's Lynn, and we will do our best, and we have been working hard during the pandemic.
That was Elizabeth Knockholtz, the County Council's deputy leader, also the Borough Council's deputy leader there, talking about the Shakespeare's Guildhall Trust regarding the row over the St George's Guildhall in King's Lynn and its future. Still to come,